On this week's episode of Faux Real, I get to talk with filmmaker Jessica Earnshaw and the subject of her newest film, Jacinta. The film is both heavy and inspiring and really gives a portrait of a family that will not let each other go, no matter what. Jacinta's story deals a lot with addiction and incarceration, so it can be a little difficult to watch and listen to at times, but I think it's really important to listen to other people's stories, and I hope that it expands your perspective a little bit.
My name is Jessica Earnshaw. I am the director and producer of the documentary film Jacinta.
My name is Jacinta Hunt, and I am the subject of the film Jacinta.
So Jacinta is about a mother and daughter who I met incarcerated together. I follow Jacinta, the title character, for 3.5 years. And the film is about generational trauma. It's about love and family at its core, but it also looks at addiction and incarceration. And it's about three generations of women as Jacinta has a daughter.
And can you talk about how this film got started for you?
So I was working on a photo essay at the same prison that Jacinta and Rosemary were incarcerated at. It was, I was photographing aging in prison. And the older lady that I was photographing was friends with Rosemary, Jacinta's mother. So I spent a lot of time with Rosemary, and Rosemary told me that she had a daughter. And so I met Jacinta. And around the time of meeting them, I had been considering moving into a different project, which would be looking at just photographing the women in the prison. And I interviewed Jacinta and Rosemary together. I would always do that for captions for my photo projects. And so I had this really long interview with them, and I was just really struck by their relationship, like their banter, their closeness, their bond, the love between them. And Jacinta was just so self-reflective and articulate about her journey. And I was really interested in understanding how she ended up following in her mother's footsteps. So I just stumbled across them, and my interest in them was really their bond, you know, and I kind of just went off of that. And then we looked at doing a short film at that point, because I was like, photographing them isn't enough. I feel like it would be great to film them. And they were both totally keen to do that. And then, yeah, that's how it started.
Jacinta, what was that process like for you, having a filmmaker approach you and want to tell your life story?
Well, kind of going off from what Jessica said, it wasn't presented to me that we were going to make a film about my entire life. It was supposed to be short. And still at that point, I feel like Jessica and I shared the passion that we wanted the film to be for a better cause or a greater cause, and being able to use that for trainings or to coincide with what I was doing in school would have been amazing. Then we have now have this film, and thinking back on it, I feel like Jessica was a little bit more crazy than I was. It was a rough ride for me, but I couldn't imagine going through it sober.
Yeah. I want to just kind of dive into some of the more difficult nuances and everything. So I'm a filmmaker too, and have worked in documentary filming, slightly personal things with my family, and been involved in that in front of the camera as well. And I'm curious to hear about the experience for both of you guys when you film really difficult things. Like, how does that feel, Jacinta, being so vulnerable? And Jessica, what is that like for you to be filming these things that are really hard to see?
Going through the filming process, not much of it processed in my mind. So I was kind of just, you know, letting Jessica be there and hoping that what she did with all that she captured was the message was portrayed correctly.
Yeah, I think for me, going into like a story like this and not really knowing, you know, it's a Verité film, so you don't really know where it's going to go. And I try not to have too many expectations of what I think it's going to be. The only thing that I kind of stuck to was like the relationships between Jacinta and her mother. And then when I met Kaylin, it was like Jacinta and Kaylin. So I knew that. And I knew that there was so much love in this family that was just really amazing to me, or just really inspiring to me, I think. When I started filming it, what I did is I just kind of filmed everything, because I didn't know what moments were significant until later, you know? So something would happen and it didn't seem like I needed to be filming it in the moment, but then I was always glad that I did later, because, you know, you just don't know what you don't know. And because of that, I never it made it easier for me to like make choices, as far as I didn't have to make really choices on when I turned the camera on. So if Jacinta like was, if it was a difficult moment, I was never like, the camera wasn't off. And then I was like, oh, now I'm going to turn it on, you know? And that's the kind of thing that would have made me really uncomfortable, you know, because then I would feel like, oh, I'm making a choice. Like, this is what the film's about. And to me, it was never really, I was never really interested in the addiction part of it, just because I've never really been interested in addiction films, which is kind of weird because this is, I know that a lot of this is about addiction, but I also knew that, okay, if I filmed everything and I was more interested in the family and the, and how did Jacinta end up here? I knew that I would show Jacinta the film. I always intended to show her the film before we locked picture, because I wanted to make sure that she was comfortable with whatever I did. And I wanted her to be able to stand by it. And I knew I wanted a social impact campaign, and I wanted her to be able to be part of that. And if I made a film that she wasn't comfortable with, then, you know, that would not happen. The other part of it was I was going to make all the ethical choices and all my decisions in the edit, you know, and I just knew that I was filming everything, but all the choices were going to be made in the edit. I knew a lot of the things I was filming, I probably would exclude, because if it was a moment that was uncomfortable or difficult, like you just mentioned, I wasn't going to use anything unless it had like more meaning behind it, unless something else was happening in the scene that was really about something else. You know, because I know you can have a scene that's about a many different things, but it had to really be about like love or something deeper about Jacinta than just the addiction.
I did want to build off of something that you said about filmmaking ethics, and I'm curious to know what kind of ethical conversations that you were having with your producers, maybe while filming and in the editing process.
I was the only person on this film for the first 2 years. I had a producer that was in Canada, but it was mainly just me in the field. And when Jacinta first started to use, like, as Jacinta mentioned, you know, so originally I was thinking photos, and then I was like, okay, it's going to be a short film. Looking at Jacinta's recovery, I had not intended to film like a feature film. When Jacinta's used, it was difficult for me to film that. Like, I really cared about her, and it's just hard seeing someone, it's hard to see someone in pain, you know. And I realized that what I was seeing was so much more. When I thought about the way I felt about it, I realized it was more about me. Like, I was uncomfortable. Jacinta was high and feeling pretty good. And, you know, she didn't, you know, I was trying to help her at the time by offering her, you know, different options as far as treatment. Can I help you find a bed? Jacinta didn't want the help, and it became pretty clear. And so any discomfort I was feeling was really about my own discomfort more than Jacinta's, because Jacinta wanted to do what she was doing, and I couldn't like really stop her. I mean, she wanted to, in the sense that she doesn't want to be stopped. I don't think she wanted to be in the position she was in using. At the time, it was a question for me, do I continue filming this? And Jacinta and I did have some conversations about that early on, where it just became, instead of filming something that I thought was about recovery, it was kind of just reframed, I think, for me, and I think for her too, where it was just like, okay, I'm just going to bear witness to wherever you're at, because we don't know where this is going now. And Jacinta wanted to be seen, and she didn't want me necessarily to stop. So it was just kind of, we continued on like that. I think when it came to the edit, I mean, it was my editor, George O'Donnell, and I, and he's incredible, and he really understands addiction. The ethical conversations are really like, if it made us uncomfortable, we, as far as being protective over Jacinta, we just didn't include it.
So I'm curious to hear about your experience in making this film and all of the aftermath with it. And has it helped you in your recovery? Does it sometimes feel like it's constantly bringing up things that you want to leave in the past? Or what is that like for you?
Well, it is like bringing up a lot of things, but kind of like my healing process, I like to go through and be real with the world about what happened, because for a long time, I didn't want anybody to know the truth. And as far as like the aftermath with people in society, and I would say majority of the people that have seen the film have been extremely supportive. And I feel like it's because they get to see the addiction outside of just the using. And that was, you know, ultimately my hope as far as doing the Q&As and traveling, I was open with Jessica in the beginning that, you know, I had a very strong dream that I wanted to travel and I wanted to be known. I wanted people to know that, you know, the smallest voices are the most important. And I will say, like, yeah, I have been able to do that and it has been great. And not only do I get to see the world and my child gets to see the world, but I get to spread a very important message along the way.
I'm really interested to hear about what you each learned about yourselves in the process, this whole process. I feel like this film and going through this together brings a lot of self-reflection and just into your like in these programs that are really pushing for self-reflection, but maybe how has this film pushed that in a different way or getting to see yourself? So yeah, what are some things you've learned about yourselves in the process of making this film?
Well, the film, a lot of people have asked me if the film, if I felt like I would have been sober without the film. And I do, because I was at a point in my life where I was ready to be sober anyway, but being able to watch my growth in the film, really, it's hard to notice your personal growth day by day. To be able to have a whole large amount of time just put together in an hour, it gave me the ability to be like, damn, like I really have come a long way. And that's probably my favorite thing.
I feel like, I'm just thinking that's, I feel like that's such a, it's a hard question because I feel like I learned so much. I mean, in the process of doing this, not only just about things that weren't me, but just outside of me when it came to addiction and just all of that. But I think for me, it was, I think patience, I think it's letting go of control, like all of those kind of things. I mean, I think working on something like this, you just kind of have to really try to learn to just be like, nothing's in your control. You know, I think professionally and then also personally, because I think for me with Jacinta, I think I really, really wanted to help her. And I think when we were filming, you know, there is more of a line there as far as like, I'm also a filmmaker and, you know, there's only so much I can do. And then after the fact, because Jacinta and I have stayed, have continued our relationship way past filming, I think continuing to try to help Jacinta as well. And I think you kind of just have to, you know, kind of sit back and help a little bit, but then, you know.
What are some things specifically related to filmmaking and documentary filmmaking that you've learned and how you've grown in making this film?
Well, my background is all documentary photography, photojournalism. And so it was similar in the sense that like I would spend a lot of time with people. However, in photography, you don't need to necessarily photograph all the time. You know, you can get one photograph to tell one part of a story. So you could really just kind of sit down and stop photographing. I think with filming, you know, especially in Verte, you really need to film a lot. And I think in that part of it, it's really just patience, you know, because you are sometimes filming things that you're like, well, I can't see this going anywhere, you know, like this is pretty boring, you know, or like whatever. And then it's only later that you realize that's the kind of most powerful moment of the whole film because it's so subtle. And I couldn't see it in the moment because it was too subtle and I didn't know its importance, but then later it became really important, you know? So I think in filmmaking, really just the patience of just kind of being present.
Yeah. I think that's a, that's an important thing for sure. And it's like, you just have to sit there and do it and do it and do it for a long time. I remember when I was like making my first doc project in school and my teacher just kept pushing me to just film more and more. And I was like, why? Nothing's happening. And he was like, just do it. And I was like, okay. But that's how I felt too. Like, and then you get those like really beautiful, subtle, intimate moments too. And people get like, you get comfortable with each other. Jacinta, I just want to ask, I'm sure what everyone's asking you too, is just how are you doing and how is Kaylin doing and how is your mom? What are some of like the fun life updates you have now? You said like you guys are getting to travel, like how are you guys?
Great. I will say like my relationship with Kaylin today is, we have always had like a bond where, you know, distance and time and addiction hasn't really driven much of a wedge between us. But today it's where, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain it. So like when I was talking in the film, I was like, oh, I can't wait to smell her hair and I can't wait to like kiss her and just all the loving things that I still love to do. But I get to see Kaylin grow in her world today. So when she calls me with help with schoolwork, or she's now 15, so she has boy problems, I didn't realize then how much I was missing out on a day-to-day basis. So I just thought if I stayed, you know, as consistent as possible, that it would be great. But today I get to see who Kaylin really is. And I know what food she likes. And I know how she dresses and just the little things that tick with her. And I think about those the most, like I truly know my daughter. Like I don't just have her because she loves me. Like I know her and I can be there for her. And that's a lot. And my mom is doing well. My mom is in a rehab right now, and she's learning to take responsibility for a lot of things in her life, which was something that was hard for her. And I'm proud of her for that. So we're all doing great. And our bond is what it has always been, only much healthier.
I'm so happy to hear that. Well, just to start to wrap things up, I wanted to ask about what you guys both hope people see in this story. But Jessica, I also am curious, throughout the filmmaking process, who are you envisioning the audience to be?
I mean, for me, the audience was always the people who just didn't understand addiction, who would see someone like Jacinda on the street and like shake their head. Of course, the people who understand addiction are already sympathetic to it, are obviously part of the audience and would be for a film like this. But for me, it was really the people that had no interest, you know, like and that was very strong in me from the very beginning. And even to the point that I remember talking about this film to people and just being like, and I'm just being so passionate about it. And then certain people being like, oh, I have no interest, you know? And then I was like, okay, that's the audience. I just want people to watch the film who had a preconceived idea of what addiction is and what people and women like Jacinta who struggle through addiction are, and to just have that shaken up. I want people to look at their own prejudices and just kind of look at themselves. Because I think that is as important as seeing Jacinta's story, is to look at yourself and be like, how have I written people off? How have I put addiction and these issues into a box that I thought I knew, and to re-examine all of that.
Totally. And I think that this film will really do that. And I love that it has such a big platform now for like kind of just anyone to stumble across and not even seek it out and be introduced to this. Jacinta, so what do you hope people see or take away from your story?
There's more to addiction than just the use. There's something more to the story if you just take a moment to look a little deeper.
Well, thank you both so much.
It's so nice to be part of this conversation with you. You can watch the film by checking it out on Hulu. It's currently streaming. If you would like to follow the story and updates and everything, you can follow on Jacinta Film, and that's for all our socials. Jacinta Film on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you'd like to follow Jacinta the person, she is Jacinta_impact.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Faux Real. I hope you all go watch Jacinta on Hulu. The film is absolutely incredible, and I hope that you got as much out of this episode as I did. The music is Lost and Bound by Talon Kelly. The artwork for the podcast is by Whitney Salgado. And a special thanks on this episode to Barbara Vasquez. And I'm your host, Dawn Borchardt.